This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the best gift you can give to your parents? There's a sister in her 40s and one of 10 children. One day she was listening to a lecture about the importance of reading the Quran and even memorizing the Quran. And one hadith struck her the most. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever recites the Qur'an and acts according to what is within it," meaning the laws of the Qur'an, "his or her parents will be crowned on the Day of Judgment with a light brighter than the light of the sun in your worldly homes, were it amongst you." What do you think of the one who acts upon this? That is the best gift you can give to your parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran how important it is to honor our parents. And so when he tells us to worship him, he also says what? وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. To your parents, be honorable. To your parents. وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ. Your parents, we have enjoined upon mankind caring for his or her parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about our mothers and what they went through. حَمَلَتُ أُمُّهُ كُرْهًا وَوَضَعَتُهُ كُرْهًا. The mother carried him or her, increasing her in weakness upon weakness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says at the end of the ayah, be grateful to me and to your parents. And اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. To me is the final destination. Now this hadith took the sister's imagination far away to the Day of Judgment. Imagine children offering their parents maybe crowns of light, or they're being given to the parents in front of the children. And she thought about her 9 siblings and her parents looking at this beautiful scene. And then she asked herself how her parents would feel if they looked at 10 of their children and none of them were able to honor their parents the way that those memorizers of Quran, those Huffaz, were honoring theirs. And at that moment, she decided that she wants to memorize the Quran. And many people who say that did not ever think it was possible before. She wanted to do this. One of many reasons was to honor her parents and make them amongst the happiest and most honored on that day. She joined a Quran class. She had a Quran buddy, a sister she reviewed with almost every single day. And after hard work and dedication and good time management, the sister is now a hafidah of the Quran. She memorized the Quran in approximately 7 years in her 50s. Now this story is an inspiration from many different angles, and there's a lot to comment on. But first, it is a living proof that it is not impossible to memorize the Quran in your 40s or 50s, and we know people in their 70s and their 80s. It is never too late to start doing something good, and that includes simply turning to the Quran. And of course, this is clear to us from the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if the Day of Judgment were established upon one of you while he had in his hand a sapling of a tree, let him plant it. So even if the Day of Judgment is about to start and you have that sapling in your hand, plant it. In other words, take action. Doesn't matter that it's late in the game or late in one's life. No, rather do the good that you can. It's never too late. One of the scholars, Ibn al-Jawzi rahimahullah, he started learning qira'at in his 80s. And many of the companions, they accepted Islam later in their lives. For example, Umar radiallahu an, he became a Muslim in his 30s and he spent approximately 10 years on Surah Al-Baqarah alone. We know this surah is revealed in Medina, so he must have been at least in his 40s while he was memorizing it. And there are many scholars and many people who started their journey with seeking knowledge later on in their lives, and they became amongst the most important and impactful of scholars in our tradition. So brothers and sisters, it's never too late to start heading in the right direction. It's never too late to start turning towards that form of light, success and salvation by giving the Quran more attention and more time. It doesn't have to be memorization, but it should be a real relationship, a very consistent relationship. The second point I want to share about this story is how important it is to know your why. Why should you read the Quran? Why should you make it your friend? Why should you, if you're taking that next step, memorize more and more and more of the Quran? Many times we know the importance of something, how to do it, and we don't know why we're doing it. The why is so powerful. The why is your intention. And you could have for every single thing you want to accomplish in life a list of 5 or 10 or 20 motivators. And when you find your true why, you won't hit the snooze button anymore on anything. You'll find a way to make it happen. The third point I want to share here is that there are many reasons to connect with the Quran. So sometimes people don't think about birr al-walidain, honoring one's parents. Usually people think about honoring their parents with something worldly, materialistic. Let me pay them back. Let me buy them a house. Let me give them this. Let me take them there. Let me travel with them. Let me give them companionship in their older years. This woman wanted to take care of her parents, not just in this life. She wanted that care and love for them to continue until the day of judgment. And I hope this can increase all of us in our attention to our parents and how they'll be honored in the next life. Make your parents in the hereafter proud and honored. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also told us on the day of judgment, when people receive their books, their book of deeds, either in their right hands or in their left hands or behind their backs. So those who receive their books in their right hands are successful. What will a person say? وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا. This person will receive it and will go to his family or her family in joy, happily. Think about that meeting on the day of judgment. Think about the children that are reunited with their parents. The final point I want to share that a lot of people ask about. For those who do want to start reading and especially memorizing the Quran in what they might see as later on in their lives, what should they do? Simple advice, short, concise advice, one amongst many others, inshallah ta'ala. Tip number one, your intention and your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you sincerity. Have a sincere heart and list your motivators, your intention for why. Number two, repetition, repetition, repetition. Sometimes it's as simple as telling someone, you know what, you don't have to memorize this page if you can't. Read it just 20 times. By the time they get to 15, 16, maybe even 20, this one ayah, they have already memorized it. Repetition and then review. You have to hold on to the Quran, otherwise it disappears very quickly. So review in your daily prayers, and this will be, inshallah ta'ala, a reason for you to elongate your prayers and to pray more voluntary prayers. And number three, small amounts and short ayat. Start with something simple. Start with the easier verses. Start with something that is short, and then take it later on from there, inshallah ta'ala. If a verse is too long, break it down into many parts, memorize them and connect them together, and continue from there, solidifying and reinforcing what you have. I know that the journey of memorizing the Quran is a very far and difficult goal to reach for many people, and not all the companions memorize the entire Quran, but it is important that we all connect with the Quran. It is important we have a relationship, that you recite every day, you listen, you understand, you reflect, you follow its guidance. And I want to leave you with this question. What reflections do you have from this story of this daughter or any other similar story? What reflections do you have about these kinds of individuals who don't give up?